In less than 2 weeks, the Arthur Andersen accounting firm is scheduled to go on trial for obstructing justice. The firm is trying to revive settlement talks with the Justice Department, talks that were called off last week when the two sides reached a deadline with no agreement. Meantime, the Justice Department reportedly has its sights set on an Andersen attorney at the center of the firm's paper-shredding scandal. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The door on the settlement talks between the government and Andersen seemed to close shut last week when the Justice Department took back an offer that would have put Andersen on probation and allowed it to avoid a trial. Andersen has admitted destroying Enron documents after it knew there was a government investigation. Now it appears the door wasn't shut tight. Andersen has sent a letter to the Justice Department telling it under what conditions a smaller Andersen could survive. Northwestern University business law professor Stephen Presser says Andersen may be trying to revive the talks, but its strategy isn't likely to change much.
They've got to avoid being branded as felons, and all of this dance with the federal government has been about that. And their latest decision is, we'd rather go to trial and prove our innocence than admit to something that isn't true.
Presser thinks a settlement is still possible, but the trial date is close, and the Justice Department's investigation into Andersen continues. According to an article in today's Wall Street Journal, court documents show prosecutors have told Andersen attorney Nancy Temple she is under criminal investigation. Fordham University law professor Dan Richmond says that's not surprising.
Nancy Temple is a person whose name emerged quite early, who in fact testified in Congress as having some responsibility for the chain of events that led to the destruction of documents.
Last fall, Temple sent an email urging the Andersen partner in charge of the Enron account to comply with Andersen's document retention policy. The partner, David Duncan, pleaded guilty earlier this month for his role in destroying Enron-related documents. Ms. Temple has said in the past that she did nothing wrong and her email was taken out of context. Professor Richmond says knowing the government is interviewing her can only add to the pressure Andersen faces.
It's hard enough to fight a prosecution when a high-placed executive like Mr. Duncan is on the stand saying that he is criminally culpable. It's even harder when you have someone else up there who can corroborate his testimony.
Richmond says it's not clear, however, what role Nancy Temple will play. While the legal dance continues, Andersen continues to lose clients and workers. Arthur Bowman, editor of the Bowman Accounting Report, says about 200 companies have left Andersen for other auditors. And yesterday, Andersen announced a tentative agreement to send a number of partners and employees in its risk consulting practice to another firm. Bowman says many of these deals are tentative.
But much of this still hinges on whether Andersen can reach some kind of settlement so none of the potential liabilities follows these people and their practices to these acquiring firms. If there is a potential that you could bring your own firm down by bringing in a little bit of Andersen revenue or people, it's a no deal.
There is also no deal so far between the Enron shareholders and others who are suing Andersen in civil litigation over its Enron audit work. Those discussions are likely to stay on hold until the criminal charge against Andersen is resolved. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.